Shalom and blessed be God. This morning, we continue to look at the rights of a kingdom worker, the rights of an apostle, the rights of a departmental head, the rights of the charity of women, the rights of a mother, the rights of a parent. And we said we can do three things to these rights. One, we can use them because they are ours. Rights are our freedoms. We can use them, and using them is biblical, it's godly. But sometimes we can forego them for the sake of ours, other people. There are very many mothers who forsake their rights for the purpose of their children, to advance the wellness of their family. Sometimes sleeping is a right. Some mothers do not sleep. They keep on remembering their children before God. You see, they forsake the right to sleep so that they can give it to their children, because we said you can forego them and you can give them to another. There are so many mothers, yes, who are supposed to have built a good house, but they forego those rights so that they can educate their children. There's a purpose for others. And that's how many parents are. That's how many spiritual parents are. When they look at their members, when they look at the people who follows them, they forgo their rights so that they can advance the kingdom of God. They can advance the wellness of others. And so this morning, we wanted to see why did Paul forgo his rights? Or why should one of the leader forgo the rights? We are looking at the why. Very critical question. That Paul did not use these rights. He could have used them, but he never used any one of them for the sake of the gospel. And let's read in the Bible where the far that we went, that is 15, that is 1 Corinthians 9, and we would start from verses 15. Very critical. But I have not used any of these rights. That's Paul is talking about, 1 Corinthians 9, 15. I've not used any of his rights. He had talked about the right to marry, the right to walk with his wife, or to walk with a wife in the ministry, the right to be supported by the church, you know, the right to live in a good house, the right to use the material things, because he was giving them spiritual implements or the spiritual power. That's the word of God. But he said, but I did not use any of these rights. Why did he not use any of the rights? And then he says, I am not writing this in the hope that you will do such things for me. For I would rather die than allow anyone to deprive me of this boast. Now, Paul wanted to boast by depriving his right for the sake of the Corinthians. Many of the leaders of the Corinthians who were leading this church while Paul was away were actually using and abusing the rights, their rights. They were, the other day we say they were milking God's people. They were forcing God's people to support them, supporting everything. They would support their financial needs, everything. But Paul was working on tents. He was a tent maker, used his hand so that he could support himself and support his team or traveling mates or mates. But he said, I am not writing this after he has shown all his rights. He said, I am not writing this so that I can use any of these rights. I have forgot them. He said, I would rather die than allow anyone to deprive me of this boast. He was boasting of not using this. So why did he forego this? For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I'm compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. You know, he did not use any of those rights. He gave these rights to the people of this. Why? Because he wanted to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was using these rights as a stepping stone to reach his people. He did not want people to look at him as one like any of others. He had told them that you are my children. He had a different standing for this church than other people. He said, I am your father in the faith. Others are tutors. He said, even if you have 1,000 tutors, you have only one father. So the father or the parent would not use or abuse the things of the children like any other. So he wanted these people to see the difference between him and others. And so he said, for when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, but since I'm compelled to preach, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. So for him, he said, for this gospel, I'm compelled. I'm obligated by God. God has already given me this as a trust. I am carrying out what God has asked me to do. I was created for this. I am wired for this. So whether you give me food or you don't give me food, it's not you. I have a higher appointment and a higher calling. That's why I do not use those rights, because I came to you by God's grace. Remember, there was a time Paul had wanted to run away or to leave this church after a few days when they abused him. And God told him, the Spirit of Jesus told him at night, Paul, to continue preaching. Do not leave these people. I have very many other people in this city. They will not harm you. They will not attack you as to harm you. Yes, he did not say that they will not attack you, but they will not harm you. I'll protect you. I'll keep you. So he said that I have a charge from God. I'm compelled to preach. It's God who called me. That's why I don't use any of the right. Whether you give me or not, I don't even accept it, because I want you to mistake me for others. And so this was a great person, a great man. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge. And so not make it use of my rights as a teacher of the gospel, and so not make use of my rights as a teacher of the gospel. So Paul says that I'm giving it free because I was given free. And he said, this is my reward. My reward is when I preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I was given free. I want to do it voluntarily. I don't want to do it because of the money that I receive. You know, there are very many people who preach because of money. There are very many people who sing because of money. I have seen young men, especially young men and young ladies, they can only play keyboard in a particular church because they are being paid, or because of money. And they make decisions in as far as money is concerned. and they keep on shifting from one religion to another, one denomination to another one. Why? Because for them, they are looking for money. For them, it's an entertainment. For them, is a place to make a living. But Paul says, my preaching, I am giving it voluntarily because I was given freely. And this is my boast, and I'm going to use it for that. So Paul was, he said that he's going to use this as a stepping stone. He used it, his freedom, as a stepping stone to make people come to know God or to reach God's people. Look at this. Let's see, read verse 19 all the way to 23. Though I'm free, that's freedom, and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. You see here, he is free, but he does not use the freedom. In fact, he go ahead and make himself a slave. Don't you see that he's not using his freedom or his right as a free person? But he makes himself free, slave. Why? That he may win as many as possible. Now, that was the driving force of Mr. Paul. So he said to the Jews, I become like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I become like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I become like one not having the law, though I'm not free from God's law, but under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I become weak. To win the weak, I become all things to all people, so that by all possible means, I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share its blessings. And so Paul says, this is not possible for one to be able to share, to give up his freedom. You need to discipline yourself. You need the power of God to discipline yourself. For you to be able to help you forgo your rights, you need some discipline. So 24, he talks about that discipline all the way to 27. He says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. That's training. They do it to get a crown that will last, but we do it to get a crown that will not last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it a slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. I think this is very critical. He says for him to forego his rights, he disciplined his body, because he discovered that he can get the rights, preach the gospel, be warned, and afterward, he is disqualified for the prize. You know, the prize of the kingdom of God. And so he boxed his body. That's why he was giving it free. And therefore, in summary, the four reasons that would make a people like Paul to forego their right. Number one, and they all start with G. Number one is for the glory of God. You know, he said this for the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's for God's pleasure. I am foregoing my rights for God's glory. Glory means for God to be known, for God's name to be made manifest. So that as many people would know God. That's why he said to the Jew, he became a Jew, to the Gentile, he behaved like a Gentile, to those with the law, to those without law. That is for God's glory, for God's consumption. Number two, the other one is that he forgo his rights for the good of others. So he wanted all the people, the Jews and the Gentiles alike, and the church of God to benefit. He wanted them to know Jesus. You know, the good of others is that they may benefit at his cost. He knew that God would be able to lift him. And so he wanted to do that for the good of others. Number three, he also wanted them to, he forego his rights for the growth of his life. He knew that he was growing. He was becoming somebody better. He knew that his foregoing of right by disciplining himself, he would do it for his growth. He would be more mature. He'll show that he's a father, that he has maturity more than any other of those preachers. And for number four and the last one, he did this. He forgo his rights so that he could be able to ground those that were negative enemies of the gospel. He wanted to silence those enemies of the gospel, those preachers, the super apostles who preached for wealth, who are milking God's people. He wanted to silence them. He wanted to defeat them, to ground them to nothing, to bring them to zero. Father, we pray, help us to know how to use our rights or to forego our rights, and even to give our rights to others, and so that your name will be known, so that others will benefit and will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that we can continue to become better people. We are getting disciplined through it, and we are maturing so that we can silence the enemies of God in Jesus' name.